Hello, this is David Ward with the New Vision Program at Goodwill today with you, and we have a guest here. We're going to be talking to WVTF's operations manager. Did I get that right, Teresa?
I am the operations director.
Director.
Yes,
I was close. It's not manager, it's director. Okay. I knew I was going to get it wrong. Okay. All right. Well, we're here today to talk about a new provision for the radio reading service. So the radio reading service being a service for the blind, and you're listening on one of our radios, then you know all about it. And so we're going to be talking a little bit about this new provision. So what do we have that's new, Teresa? What's new?
It's actually kind of a value-added service, I guess you would call
it. Yeah, that sounds right. Okay.
What we have now is a brand new stream where you can receive our radio reading service signal on a stream. It is a closed stream. You can contact David and he can get you that address. Mm-hmm. So if you have internet access, you are able to access the Roanoke Times readings, book readings, our Charlottesville paper, Danville, all of the services that are available on the radio reading service. But you don't have to have that radio or be near the radio in order to receive it, as long as you have that internet signal.
Okay, excellent, excellent. Yeah. So that's going to be a really a profound thing. Maybe people that needed to be able to hook it up to bigger speakers, or they wanted a clear reception, or they don't get good reception where they're at. So that's going to be a pretty amazing thing for them. So what are they going to need to do that, Teresa, exactly?
You pretty much need the internet address, which David can give you.
I'm going to provide.
You're going to provide that.
All right.
Other than that, you just have to have internet access. So you would dial up the stream right there, and you can stream the service right there. You can do it on a laptop. You can do it on a mobile device. You can do it on your computer. However you receive anything on the internet, you would be able to receive our stream that way.
Okay, super, super, yeah. So, I have him here in my notes. A few ways that people could do it. I mean, you could do it with a computer, like you mentioned. Some of my blind students, where I teach computer classes for the blind, they use a device called a Victor Reader, which is kind of like a fancy iPod for the blind. They could put the stream in there, especially if it's a Wi-Fi capable model. Smartphone or tablet. I actually have it on my smartphone. Just I put a link, an icon on my my phone. You tap that, instantly it's playing. So a lot of really cool ways you could probably do it. And in fact, I mentioned that the Amazon Echo could do it, and we even have a Echo with us here in the studio today that can actually demonstrate it. And of course, I can help individuals who would like to call New Vision to get the link and to even set it up with their Echo, because it isn't totally turnkey. You got to actually paste the link in and then connect it. But this is what would happen once it's all set up and good to go. Let's just give it a quick try.
Sounds good.
Yeah. Alexa, open MyPod.
Resuming reading service.
Dyslexia, psychopathy. Rome.
So there we go.
A complete list.
So wait, lefties have a higher incidence
Alexa?
Of all of these things?
Yeah.
Stop.
Wow, that is really great.
Yeah, so it's called, on the Echo, they're not called apps, they're called skills, but basically the same thing, and it's called the MyPod skill, but you can paste in a URL, a website of your choice, a streaming service, and in this case, we did it with the radio reading service. So
that's really great. I think this is a game changer.
Yeah.
It really is, and what we're able to provide.
Yep. Absolutely. I think it's pretty cool. And so that kind of leads to some questions I know I get from my my students at times. And that is, what is this thing called data? Because if you're getting the internet and you're doing stuff over the internet, whether it be a radio station or Pandora or Netflix, right? It all gobbles up what is known as data.
Most definitely.
So I wanted to just mention that to some students. So if you're on a typical terrestrial, for lack of a better word, internet service provider, like a DSL provider like Verizon, or here in Roanoke City, we have a Cox Cable, or in Salem, it's going to be Comcast. Those typical providers really give you a huge amount of data. In fact, it's in the fine print, but you would probably never hit that cap. But for some of my students, they use smartphones, and there is data caps on that. It's measured in gigabytes. So I don't know, Teresa, if you've had to do the gigabyte dance.
But I certainly have. It's amazing. You hear, you know, in commercials, they'll always tell you when you're getting your cell phone, oh, you've got so many minutes, and it allows so much text. But it's the data that really gobbles up that cell phone.
Exactly, exactly. So for our listeners who are curious, of course, I can help if they call New Vision and help them get a good idea for that. But generally, data is measured in gigabytes. Like you were saying, we used to measure minutes. I don't know if any phone service really gives us limited minutes hardly anymore. But or you think about water that comes through your pipes, you know, the water authority bills you by the gallon or whatever. So it's the same kind of concept. So long as you got enough data, you won't go over, and we don't want anybody to get charged extras for that. So that's just one thing you want to check and make sure that you have adequate amount of data. And you can always call and check with me at New Vision, and we can talk a little bit about that.
And most of your devices, too, kind of give you a little tracker to where you kind of stay on track and kind of know if you're using a little bit too much of that data.
Exactly, exactly. And in fact, I think even of some of our carriers like AT&T, you can send a text message and they tell you how much data you got left. So I know I've had to do that sometimes. So, yeah, so those are just a few of those big questions I think people ask. Now, some might wonder, what is this going to give me in addition to a higher fidelity sound or a different way to maybe hook it up to bigger speakers or headphones or different things I could do, or even just to be wireless? Because if you have Wi-Fi at the house, you can now take something out on the porch or out in the yard and you could listen to the radio reading service. Well, the other thing is really it could retire that radio you have. But don't throw it away. Please send it back to New Vision, because we could put it to use, because there's definitely going to be folks out in in the countryside. We cover areas. Well, help me out here. We cover Floyd, Martinsville.
We have the Charlottesville area, certainly right here around the Roanoke and New River Valley areas.
NRV, yep. So you have all sorts of variety of countryside and areas where maybe they don't have access to an internet connection or data, like we talked about, the way that we might have access to. And so really the radio might be the only solution for them. And they are in limited supply, and we're constantly having to have them repaired. And we're glad to do that. But if you could put one back into circulation, it would be greatly appreciated. And we can always, once again, you can contact me by the phone number I'm going to give at the end. And we'd be happy to send you a free sticker to ship it back to us. We'd even send you a box if you need to, and you can mail it back to us. That way we put it back into circulation.
And also just a little shout out here, because this happens from time to time here at the radio station where somebody's like, you know, my mom or my dad needed that radio and they are no longer here. And I happen to find it. Well, if you happen to locate one of those radios and you're not needing it anymore, certainly send that back to us.
Please, please, please. So that would be very much appreciated. Dave has a great challenge trying to track down, repair radios, get new radios. So, yes. By all means, we could put it in the hands of somebody that's going to use it. So I think that might, does that kind of tailor up the general subject? And now maybe we could talk about the advisory role?
I think so.
You think so? Okay.
Yeah. There's something that we have been talking about for a while, which I think is a really exciting new threshold, I guess, that the radio reading service is going into. A lot of times we don't necessarily know on the radio side how exactly our listeners are using the service. So if you are using the radio reading service, please, your feedback is very much appreciated. If you would like to participate in like an advisory capacity and let us, you know, kind of know what's going on, we would love to hear from you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So I'm going to be putting together a little group together, a little think tank on that. And so that's where it leads to me giving the contact information.
All right.
So I am David Ward, and we're New Vision. For those of you from yesteryear, we used to be called Voice of the Blue Ridge, but then we're New Vision, and we're actually part of Goodwill now here in Roanoke. And you can learn more about us at our website, which is goodwillvalleys.com/newvision, where we mention the radio reading service and the like. And we're probably even going to post a recording of this little discussion up on that site. And on there, you can email me. My email is dward@goodwillvalleys.com. But honestly, just call us. We have a direct number. You don't even have to push a number to get to me. It's 540, area code, 985-8900. 540-985-0000. And so just ask for David Ward. That's 540-985-8900. And so just to recap, we could help you get connected with this internet stream. You could listen on your computer, your tablet, your smartphone, your Echo. If you got one, I can help you with that. Also, if you have a radio that needs returned or the like, we can help you with that, get you free shipping, maybe get you a box to send it in. Or if you have any other questions about what's going on, or for that matter, maybe you need an updated program guide, right? You
know, we can help with that.
I think that just got updated in, was it March or
very,
April?
Very recently, yes.
Yep, so sometimes that changes from time to time, and you're like, man, I could really use that in large print. Call Dave. And Dave will print it out in large print for you. You need it in Braille, I'll crank it out in Braille for you. So whatever we can do, you can call us there, 540-985-8900. And hopefully we'll be able to help you out with this new feature, this new service. Or, like we said, if you'd like to be part of an advisory group that gives us feedback about programming and content, we can put you into the queue and we'll start doing some brainstorming all together.
And one thing I would like to say as well is if you are someone who would like to read for people who are visually impaired,
yes.
The Radio Reading Service is always in need of volunteers who are willing to give up a little bit of their time in order to provide this service.
Yes.
So we would certainly appreciate that. You can go to WVTF.org, and there's a link right there to the Radio Reading Service. Danielle's great. She'll get you set up right away.
Awesome. Awesome. Yes. So readers are appreciated. Okay. Well, excellent. Well, thank you, Teresa, for your time, and we're really excited about this new service, this expansion of the Radio Reading Service.
Thank you for having me on.
All right, thank you.